早上还不能在这里一起在这里分享他们身上的学习。
This morning, these kids come here to share their testimony.
这周我有机会先读到他们写的，我是非常的受感动。
Earlier this week, I was able to read their testimonies earlier, and I was very touched.
生命的改变，若不是神所做，是不可能的。
The change of life would be impossible without God.
因此早晨呢，我想跟各位我们一起读一点神的话。
So this morning, let's read the Word of God together.
我们请画面片为我们放诗篇第九十篇。
So we'll have Psalms 90 projected onto the screen.
我们花一点点的时间啊，我们一段一段的来看这一篇宝贵的诗篇。
So we'll spend some time to look at this precious word.
我们读第一、第二节好不好
？Let's read verse one.
只有你自己能够方便的语言。
In your own language.
主啊，你世世代代作为我们的居所，诸山为神圣，地以世界而为神，从亘古到永远，你是神。最后一句哈，从亘古到永远，你是神。在英文讲到说 ，from everlasting to everlasting, you are God， 是从永远。到永远
From everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
在这里有两个永远
Here there are two eternities.
第一个永远是在神创立世界以前
The first eternity is eternity before the God has created the world.
三而一神所在的永远
The Trinity.
他们没有时间
There's no time.
在神他就是永远
In God, that is eternity.
他的荣耀他的能力充满在永远的里面
His glory and His power fills eternity.
那在末了呢？我们还有一个永远，从永远到永远。所以后面这个永远呢
？And at the end, there's another eternity.
在圣经里有一卷书是最后一卷，叫启示录。
In the last book of the Bible, it's Revelation.
那启示录呢？它的整卷的目的是告诉我们将来必要发生的事，神先启示给人。
And Revelation, the purpose of Revelation is to show us the things that will come.
在启示录里面有这样的记载。
And in Revelation, there's this scripture.
在二十一章里面讲到末了会有一个情形。
And in chapter 21, he talks about the situation in the end of the day.
你讲到说再也没有时间这件事情。
It says that there be no more concept of time.
我听见呢有大声音从宝座出来说。
I heard a loud voice from the throne saying.
说看啊，神的帐幕在人间。
Now the dwelling of God is with men.
他要与人同住
And he will live with them.
他要做他的子，他们要做他的子民
They will be his people.
神要亲自与他们同在
And God will himself will be with them.
做他们的神
And be their God.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪
He will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
不再有死亡
There will be no more death or mourning.
也不再有悲哀
For mourning or crying or pain.
哭嚎疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
For the old order of things has passed away.
因为神将一切都更新了。
Because God has renewed everything.
所以在那个永远里面有一个情形，就是一切我们今天看见的都过去了，而有一个全新的从神那里而来。
And in that eternity, all the things have passed away, and now we have a new eternity.
在启示录也讲到说，这是一种永活与神同在的光景。
And it talks about that in this eternity, we'll be God with God forever.
在那个永远里
In that eternity.
同样在那个永远的里面，还有一个永远，就是永远的灭亡。
And there's also another eternity in the last eternity, and it is eternal perish.
在那个灭亡的光，圣经描述那个灭亡的光景，就讲在那里那个火是不灭的，虫是不死的。
And in that eternity, the destruction will be great, and fire will be everywhere.
是永远的灭亡
It's forever destruction
所以从永远到永远
So from eternity to eternity
永远的开始是三而一神同在
The beginning of eternity is where the Trinity dwells
永远的结束在永远的里面那里永远的灭亡或永远的生命
And the second eternity you have eternal life or eternal destruction
那我们今天呢活在这两个永远的中间我们在时间的里面
And in our days we live betweenThese two eternities in time.
在圣经里有一卷书叫《传道书》哈，讲到说神造万物的时候呢，他将永远安置在人的心里。
And in the book of Ecclesiastes, it talks about how God has put eternity into the hearts of men.
所以当你我被造的时候，我们的心中都有一个永远是神所放的。
So when we were all created, we have that eternally put into our hearts by God.
我们的心永远不能满足，除非我们为这个永远找到了答案。
Our hearts will never be satisfied unless we can find that eternity.
所以你看到多少世代下来，不管是什么样的文化，什么样的族类。
So after many many cultures and different people, no matter what race they are,
他们都在寻找神。
They are all seeking God.
各样的人都在寻找神。
All sorts of people are seeking God.
各样的人都为着自己的生命在找一个存在的意义。
All people are seeking the meaning for their own life.
我自己记得我小的时候。
I remember when I was young.
我才只有九岁，三年级的时候。
Only 9 years old in third grade.
有一天我在家里的台阶门前，冬天哈，在晒太阳。
So one day I was sitting in the front of the stairs in the winter, bathing in the sun.
我就开始胡思乱想。
I start to ponder and think.
那突然我就突然想到一件事情。
And suddenly I thought about this one thing.
我在想到我，因为我小时候很爱看书，我想到很多这些我认识的古圣先贤。
So I like to read on younger, and so I thought about all the historical figures that I read about.
无论是中国的或是外国的。
Either Chinese or Western ones.
他们有了伟大的成就，但是呢，他们生命终要结束。
They all have great accomplishments in their life, but they all have to die.
我心里想，若是时间是一条永远无限的线。
I thought if eternity is like an infinite line.
那每一个人出生的那段日子，在这个永远的里面，是小的不能再小的一个点。
So your every person's existence within the line of eternity is as tiny as a dot.
那那一当我们出生，然后结束。我们就跟这个世界跟这个永远再也没有关系了。
As we have appeared on this lifeline and disappear, we have no more connection with this eternity.
实在不在乎我做了什么没做什么，我这个人的人，我这个人的生命在永远的里面实在是太微不足道。
Doesn't matter what we do, my life in this lifeline is so insignificant.
我就觉得人生没有意义了。
I found that there's no meaning to life.
越想我就越觉得一个失望。
And then I began to feel despair,
一个沮丧
and sadness.
然后一股寒意就从我的背脊上往上升。
I was able to feel a chill going up my spine.
虽然我在晒太阳，可是我觉得很寒冷。
Even though I was bathing in the sun, I felt very cold.
那我就不知道我活着要干什么。
I didn't know what's the meaning of life.
我没有答案。
I have no answer.
因为我一个人坐在那里自己在想。
Because sitting there and thinking by myself.
父母也不在家，老师也不在身边。
Parents are not next to me. Teacher is not next to me.
那怎么办呢？
What should I do?
我就对自己说
I thought to myself,
好吧，反正大家都是这样，出现一点，然后就结束了。
If everybody is like this, like a dot appeared and disappeared,
那我就是做个好孩子。
I'll be a good child.
读书不要读得太差。
So I'll study hard.
希望呢有一天能够做一番轰轰烈烈的事情，起码我过去了，我的名字留下。
So I'll be able to achieve great things in the future. So even if I die, my name will still stay.
所以你不至于说我来了地上一遭。等我过去不蒙人纪念好像没有来过一样。
So that I did not make a worthless trip to earth and then went back.
所以呢我不是很满意这个答案，但是我想出来更好的答案。
But I wasn't very satisfied with this answer, but that's the best I can do.
那感谢主呢，我有机会再跟各位交通，后来我怎么样找到了我的答案。
Thanks to the Lord that I can share with you guys later how I was able to find the answer.
但是我要证明的一件事就是说，即使在我那么幼小的心灵里，我都对永远发生了一个问号。
But I want to tell you that, to show you that even at a young age, I was able to have this kind of question about meaning of life.
我都觉得生命不是只是这样。
I felt like life can't just be, like this.
若是生命没有永远的价值，那不如不要。
If life had no eternal value, it's better not to have it at all.
所以就像圣经说，神在创造我们的时候呢，就把永远放在了我们的里面。
So like the Bible has said, God has put eternity into our hearts when we were first created.
所以你我都曾寻找这个永远的价值。
So we have all been looking for this value of eternity.
那神也把永远赐给了我们。
And God has given this eternity to us.
我们继续读下去好不好？我们弟兄给我们下一页。
Let's continue to read Psalms. Verse 5.
在这里我们看看圣经怎么描述我们这些活在今生里面的一个光景。
Let's see how the Bible describes us, those who live in time.
我相信那个时候如果有人读这个诗篇给我听，我会很阿闷的。
I believe that during that time, whoever read this passage to me at 9 years old, I will agree with them very much.
这里说到，我们一起读好吧，第五、第六节。
Let's read together 5 and 6. You see them on the way in the sleep of death. They are like new grass in the morning. So in the morning, springs up and new, like eon, just dry and withered. Isn't this how life is like?
一个生命的出生到一个生命的结束。
The beginning of life to the end of life.
是那样的脆弱有限。
It's so fragile and limited.
就好像那个草早上发芽生长。
As if the grass that grew in the morning.
晚上却枯干了就被割下来。
And withered at night.
我们的生命都要结束。
All our life will end.
对，我们再继续往下读。
Let's continue.
我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而
心
狂。你将我们的罪加在你面前，将我们的罪在你的面光中。我们经过的都在你的怒气之下，我们怒气的连缀好像一声叹息。我们一生的年日
70岁，
或是强壮到80岁，在其中不出花了，不过只是毛孔
穷
满，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去，岂不是吗？亲爱的朋友、弟兄姊妹们，这不是我们生命的一个写照吗？
Isn't this how life is like describing this verse?
为什么神在这里说我们的生命好像如这样如水而去？
Why does God say that our life can pass away so quickly?
为什么他说我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息？
Why does he say that our years pass like a moan?
为什么说我们所夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空？
Why does it say that how come all we boast of is our sufferings and sorrows?
这是就好像一个孩子注册上学。
Is that like a child who registered for class?
你注册上学，但是呢，回家功课不做，上课不认真。
Even though you're just for the class, if you don't do your homework and do not study for the exam,
你可以整天都到学校去。
You can go to school all day.
那你也可以在学校帮助很多同学做好的，你参加童子军，参加各样的好多活动。
And you can do good things by helping other people.
但是当日子一天一天过去了。
As they pass,
学期要结束的时候，
nearing the end of the semester,
你的心越来越不安了。
Your heart will become
restless. 为什么呢？因为你知道你这个期末考当然是考不过的。
Because you know that you cannot pass the final.
所以不管你在这个学期里你做了什么精彩的学生的事情。
So it doesn't matter what kind of great achievements you did during the school year.
但是你知道你最后要面对那个考验，你过不去。
But you know that you have to face the final exam, and you know that you cannot pass it.
我们在地上活着。
We live on earth.
我们做各样的事。
We do many
different things. 我们追求各样的事。
We pursue many
things. 我们设立各样的目标。
We set many goals
for ourselves. 我们一样一样达到。
And we try to achieve.
我们也做好事，我们也帮助人。
We do good things, try to help other
people. 但是到我们要走到路中的时候，常常人里面是没有安息的。
But in middle of life, we find that there's no rest within our heart.
因为他不知道世中他要到哪里去。
Because we don't know we will go after we die.
因为神把永远放在我们的里面。
Because God has put eternity into our heart.
我们知道今生不是答案。
But we know that this life is not the answer.
但是我永远是在哪里？
But where is my eternity?
圣经在这里告诉我们。
The Bible tells us here.
他说你将我们的罪孽摆在你的面前。
That you put our sins before you.
你将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
And our hidden sins in front of your life.
在这里神的话告诉我们，人会觉得一生都是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
It tells us that we work so hard and suffer, but everything will turn into emptiness.
因为罪的问题没有办法解决。
Because the problem sin cannot be solved.
我们没有一个人能讲我没有罪。
None of us can say I have no sin.
我们的心思何等的黑暗。
Our thoughts are so dark.
我们能说我们里面没有谎言吗？
Can we say that we have no lies within
us? 我们没有嫉妒吗？
Do we have no envy?
我们没有尊敬的心吗？
Do we not have a competitive
spirit? 我们没有邪恶的思想吗？
Do we not have evil thoughts?
我们都在罪恶里面。
We're always in darkness.
而这个罪呢，都有一个结果。
And there's all a consequence to all these things.
你想，天气很热的时候，昨天孩子们参加那个 Relay for Life。
So you think, yesterday it was very hot and the kids joined Relay for Life.
晒了一天的太阳之后。
After bathing in the sun for a whole day,
皮肤都变得红得像龙虾一样。
They're red as a lobster.
对，都要擦上那个药膏让它 cool off.
So they have to put on the medication for them to cool off.
如果天气很冷，你穿一个 T-shirt 在外面站着。
If it's really cold outside, then also with only a T-shirt.
那一定会着凉生病。
For sure, you get a cold.
身体的原则尚且如此。
Not only is our body work like this.
我们不善待自己的身体，对身体做出不对的事，身体都要受苦。
If we do not do the right things and take care of our body, our body will suffer.
都有一个结果。
There's a consequence.
那不要说我们心思、我们灵魂里面所做的邪恶的错误的事情，我们会以为我们不需要面对一个结果吗？
Not to mention the sins that we have committed, do we think that we're really to face no consequence?
我们都要面对这个结果。
We all have to face this consequence.
所以我们不能否认我们有罪。
We cannot deny that we have sin.
我们也不能否认罪有一个结果。
We cannot deny there's a consequence.
圣经告诉我们罪的结果就是死。
Bible tells us that the consequence of sin is death.
这个死还不是肉身离死。
And death is not only bodily death.
圣经告诉我们死后且有审判。
Before we die, there's judgment.
这是真正的死亡。
And that's the true.
这是在永远里面永远的灭亡。
That's the eternal person.
这是非常可怕的。
It's a very scary thing.
但是这是我们的结果。
But this is our consequence.
但感谢神。
But thanks be to God.
亲爱的朋友、弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们的结局可以不是永死。
Our final result can be not eternal person.
因为耶稣基督为了我们的缘故。
Because Jesus came for us.
他在时间的里面来到地上。
He was able to come on earth in time.
他也成了像我们一样的一个人。
He became a man just like us.
他跟我们一样吃喝。
He like us, he ate and drank.
他跟我们一样生活工作。
Like us, he worked and lived.
他跟我们一样受试炼。
Like us, he suffered.
他与我们一样受试探。
Like us, he was tested.
他在肉体的事上受试探。
And he was testing his body.
他在眼目情欲的事上受试探。
And even in the temptations of
the world. 他在骄傲心灵人心中深处的骄傲上受试探。
He was tested for his arrogance.
但是主耶稣都没有失败。
But Jesus did not fail.
他最后为我们挂在十字架上。
Finally, he hung for us on the cross.
他上十字架时，我们都知道他被人鞭打，被人吐唾沫。
Before he went on the cross, we know that he was whipped.
他受极大的痛苦，挂在木头上。
He would have to endure very pain, very painful things on the cross.
但是即使在那个时刻里，他还说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
Even at that time, he said, "Father, forgive them."
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Because they do not know what they are doing.
主耶稣自己就为我们的罪成了代替。
Jesus himself became the sacrifice for our sin.
他一次永远完成了赎罪的事。
In once, he was able to rescue us. And give us eternity.
而且因为他无罪，所以他可以从死里复活。
And because he had no sins, he was able to rise from the dead.
所以他现在坐在至大者宝座的右边。
And now he sits on the right hand side of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是有罪，我们是有结果，我们是不能自救。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we do have sins, and we do have to face our consequences.
但是主来了，为我们的罪付了代价。
But God has already came and paid the price for our sin.
该灭亡的是我们，但是主为我们而死。
The ones that should perish is us, but God has died in our place.
所以我们可以不必再死。
So we do not have to die again.
这是极大的好消息。
What a great news this is.
这就是我们所信的。
This is what we believe
in. 这也是我们所得着的。
And this is what we have received.
并且借着死得罪的罪得赦免，他还把他自己的生命赐给我们。
And not only that, he gave his own life to us, the eternal life.
所以我们在地上可以过一个不犯罪的生活。
So we could live on earth a life without sin.
我不是说基督徒都不会做错事情。
I'm not saying that Christians do not.
我们常常做错事情。
We often sin.
因为基督徒不是圣徒哈，因为我也是圣徒，但是不是完美的圣徒。
Christians, we are not saints.
我们是蒙恩的罪人。
We are the sinners saved by grace.
我们蒙了恩典。
We have received
grace, 但是我们还是罪人。
But we're still sinners.
但是我们的好，我们的值得夸耀、感恩的，就是我们得着一个不犯罪的生命住在我们的生命里。
But we can boast that we have an eternal life living within our heart.
所以呢，像刚才令所交通的，他说明明看到四周没有人，那钱包在那里，哪里也没有人知道。
So as Lynn has shared, even though nobody can see me, and there is a wallet there, if I take it, nobody will know.
所以那个恶念是会来的。
So that evil thought will come.
但是他正想要拿的时候。
But when he is about to take it.
神的生命提醒他，他所刚学的功课。
So the God's life reminds him what he had just learned in church.
十诫里说到不可偷盗。
In the commandment says you cannot, thou shalt not steal.
就这么简单。
It's very easy.
他就不做这件事情。
So he did not do this thing.
谁不知道不可偷窃？
Who does not know that thou shalt not steal this commandment?
但是在另一个生命里发生一件事，是一个生命的反应。
So, but it was able to be reflected in the life of Lin.
有一个活生生的生命在他里面告诉他这是不可做的。
There's a living life within him telling him that you should not do this thing.
我们得救最宝贵的事就是不仅我的罪的问题得了解决。
Our most important thing in our salvation is that not only our sins are forgiven,
而是我得着了主自己永远的生命。
But that we can have God's eternal life.
他是一个活的神。
He's a living God.
他是与我们同在的神。
He's with us.
我就记得我刚才讲我小时候给自己一个莫名其妙的答案。
So I remember at 9 years old, I gave myself a answer to my question.
所以呢，在我成长的日子里呢，我虽然呢想要玩啊干嘛，但是呢也不敢完全掉以轻心，因为就是记得小时候做了一个这个决定。
So even though as I was growing up, even though I attempted to play and not study, but I was reminded of the promise and answer I gave to myself.
所以呢，在成长的过程呢，我功课都还可以。
So as I was growing up, I did well in school.
到最后呢，进了一个不错的大学。
And I was able to enter into a good university.
心里想说，这下子要轰轰烈烈的来过我的人生。
And I think now finally I'll live my life.
我不是开玩笑，我真的下定决心，我要过一个有声有色的人生。
I was not kidding you. That's my decision at the time.
所以呢，在学校里呢，我成绩是非常好。
So at that time, my grades in school was very good.
像大一的时候，英文会考，全校的一年级学生一起考这个英文的大考，我是全校第一。
So in the first year of my college, there was an English exam through the whole school, and I was number one. And then I was remember being very proud at the time that I got perfect. Even though the average in my class was
50.
So I had very good grades and got scholarship. So because everybody liked me, I became the class representative.
Yeah. 然后呢，那个时候呢，我家里的环境很不错，所以呢，我父亲给我一个英国的小跑车开去学校。
So at that time, my financial situation is very good, and my father gave me this English car.
你知道那个是二十几年前，在台湾的大学很少有大学生开车去上学。
And that was 20 some years ago, and was very rare for college students.
所以我常常就把车子都开在很远的巷子里停好，然后走路到学校去。
So I had to drive the car to a very far place, park there, and walk to school.
因为我不想跟人家不一样。
Because I don't want to be different from other people.
自己有车是蛮方便。
So it's very useful, convenient to have a car.
然后学校呢，各样的运动会，他们也派我去参加。
Even in sport activities, they sent me as well.
你可能看不出来我今天这样，不过我以前是标枪啊、铅球啊都得前三名。
Even though you cannot tell.From how I look like today, my kids say that no matter what I cut, I will break it immediately.
Exactly. 那个时候呢，就觉得各方面都觉得很得意，然后去参学校也派我参加辩论比赛 ，debate.
Oh, okay. So I was proud of my achievements at that time, and then the school sent me to debate competition.
所以我大学的生活是非常的精彩。
So my college career was very exciting, and I was very happy.
那我就记得呢，有一天在办完一个系上的活动的时候
，I remember one day after hosting a event in school.
我在校园里走着
，I was walking in school.
我心里突然觉得
，I suddenly felt in my heart.
Okay, 我学功课也很好，我的身体也很好，我的家境也很好，我的人缘也很好。
Okay, so I study well, I'm well off, and people like me.
And physically very strong.
Oh, I'm physically strong as well.
Should I say emphasize? 我想说 ，OK， 那下一步就是等到大学毕业，然后去找个好工作，找一个好夫婿。
The next thing, for me to do is find a good career and good husband.
然后有一个好的家庭。
And good family.
然后呢
？And then.
我心里想，然后呢
？And I thought, and then.
然后我要怎么样
？What do I do after that?
今天我在一个大学的生活里，我能得着的我都得着了，但是我怎么一点都不满足？
As of today, as a college student, I have already received all that I can possibly receive.
如果照着这个方向走下去，又怎么样？
If I walk in this direction, well then?
这是我人生的意义吗？
Is this the meaning of my life?
这是我存在的价值吗？
Is this the value of my existence?
我不晓得为什么我觉得好空虚。
I don't know why, but now I felt so empty.
所以我那时候就忍不住抬头向天做了一个那个祷告，但是我不知道我在做什么。
So at that time, I just raised my head to the sky, and then I prayed.
我说，若是真的有神，我要认识。
then if there really is a God, I want to come to know you.
让我讲回来一点，我从小是在基督教家庭长大。
And I had like to mention that I grew up in a Christian family.
但是我对主耶稣的认识是非常的非常的错误的。
But I had a very wrong conception of God.
我的主耶稣就是玉皇大帝。
My concept of God is a God who is very serious and reigns in heaven.
他坐在遥远的天边。
He sits on the throne of heaven.
然后我乖乖的在地上活着。
And I live as a good child on earth.
我不要去惹他。
I better not disturb him.
有需要就打个电报过去。
If I have any needs, and then I'll text him.
那他会帮助我。
And he'll help me.
那其他的事情呢？我就自己照顾自己，不要招惹到他的注意。
Other things I just do on my own and try my best to avoid his notice.
这就是我对我造我的神的一个概念。
This is how I thought of God at that time.
所以因为我相信我承认我是一个基督徒，我也信主，但是我是非常的迷糊的一个基督徒。
So as I think, even though I was a Christian and believed that in Jesus Christ, I think I had a very wrong concept.
所以那天我说神啊，若是真有你，我要遇见你。
So that day I said.Lord, if you really exist, I want to come to know you.
我就这样讲了，然后日子照样过。
And I said that, and life keep on going.
没有想到半年之内。
And within half a year,
我的生活起了一个大的转变。
There's a huge change within my life.
突然，我的母亲决定带我跟我妹妹一起移民到美国来。
Suddenly, my mother made the decision to immigrate to the United States with me and my sister.
那到美国来，你要先谋生，对不对？
And first of all, when you come to US, you have to find a way to make a living.
所以我妈妈就在 Glendale 买了一个冰淇淋店。
So my mom bought an ice cream shop in Glendale.
但因为生意不好，所以我跟我妹妹都要下去做。
So because the business was bad, my sister and I had to work in the shop.
那我们的背景是从来什么叫做圣代啊，什么 Harvard Sunday 都不知道的。
So in our background, we never knew about this kind of ice cream.
我还记得我第一次踮着脚拼了老命挖了一个 scoop， 把它挖得又扎实又好。
So I remember at that time I tried my hardest to scoop a very round ball of ice cream and put it onto the cone like a golf ball.
拿给客人。
Give it to the customer.
是费了九牛二虎之力才刮好的那一个球。
I tried my very hard to get that ball of ice cream.
客人非常的生气。
The customer was very mad.
因为冰淇淋看起来实在太小
了。Because it looked very tiny.
现在你到我家来吃冰淇淋，我也会搞。松松的，大大的，其实内容是一样的。
So nowadays, if you come to my house, I know how to scoop ice cream better, big and loose.
对，在那个时候是金钱的压力很大，因为我们不会做，所以生意不好。
So at that time, the financial burden was very heavy because it had a bad business.
有时候一天进账还不到20块美金。
So one day net gains only $20.
Not net, gross.
Gross income.
对，很辛苦。所以花钱很小心，那时候还是一比四十。
So I was very frugal at that time. The exchange rate of Taiwanese money to Americans 40-1 at the time.
Okay, 那这个生活是靠着冰淇淋店。
So my life was dependent upon the ice cream shop.
那我说好，那妈妈说我得继续去念书。
Mom said, but you have to continue education.
所以我就申请大学。
So I applied for college.
那那时候最便宜的大学就是州立大学。
So the cheapest college at the time is the state university.
那我就开始准备要考托福。
So I prepared to take the TOEFL.
那个时候我不认识朱弟兄。
That time I didn't know 朱弟兄。
没有人教导我怎么样预备这种考试。
So nobody taught me how to prepare for
the exam. 大学总是一直好学生，没有什么了不起的。
So at that time I thought I'm always a good
student. 就很勇敢，就跑去考。
Scared of.So I was very brave and went over there and took the exam.
就考了离那个大学录取标准的差三分。
So I got a score that was 3 points below the standard for entrance.
那申请大学就进不去。
So I cannot get into college.
我这个一向是不是第一名就第二名的，然后拿奖学金的，简直不能想象说什么叫申请一个州立大学进不去。
So it was a very big hit for me because I always rank number one or two in college.
那就好，那只好再继续考啦。
So I tried again.
但是要等好几个月，就耽误我的时间了。
But it has to make me wait for several months before I can take it again.
结果呢，我那时候大学的商学院院长给我带了一封介绍信到美国来说，如果你要申请大学，就用我的信。结果我去那个州立大学的那个商学院院长，正好是他的以前的学生。
So the counselor in my old university gave me a letter.And a letter of recommendation for me to go to state university. And it happened that my counselor and administration officer of the state university were student and pupil and teacher relationship.
那所以那个商业院系的主任看到我的这个介绍信，他就说，我保你进来，他真的没关系。
So when admissions officer saw the letter from my counselors in the university, he said, "Oh, I'll let you in, no problem. 3 points, no big deal."
他说让我去跟那个就是 admission 的 department 谈一下就好。
And he said, "Oh, you could talk to the admissions department."
结果过两天他打电话给我。
So after 2 days, he called me.
他说 Michelle, 对不起。
He said, "Sorry, Michelle."
那个 admission 的负责人说 ，This is the minimum bar. 这是最基本的这个。
And admissions officer said, "I'm sorry, that score is the minimum bar."
他本身就是不能进来。
If you are 3 points below, you just cannot come in.
任何人进来之后，你要保谁都保谁，随便。
As long as you pass that score, you can't let anyone in.
所以学校就进不去了。
So I cannot get into university.
然后呢，我突然就发现我身上长了东西。
And then I found there's something wrong with my body.
去看医生，医生说要天天检查。
So I went to doctor, and doctor said I need to do a biopsy.
你看我在这个节骨眼上呢，我的大姐已经来美国求学好多年。
And at this time, my elder sister who came to us for many years ago.
她突然打电话给我，跟我妈妈跟我们说，哎，礼拜天要不要来教会？
Suddenly called us and asked.Do you guys want to come to church on Sunday?
那个时候我心情当然是不会很好啊。
At that time, I wasn't feeling very
happy. 大学也进不进，进不去。
Cannot get into university.
身体也不好。
Bad health condition.
经济的压力又这么大。
And great financial burden.
我就觉得前途茫茫。
I felt that I have no future.
又想家。
I thought I miss home.
我就像 Jenny 一样，恨不得我眼睛打开，我就在台湾。
So like Jenny, I wish I opened my eyes to be back to Taiwan.
所以当他打电话来的时候呢，我说好吧，那去看看中国人也好。
So at the time when she called, I was like, I said, okay, it'd be good because I want to see other Chinese people.
我不是为了神来到教会的。
Not because of God, but for other Chinese people.
我是去看中国同胞的。
Because I have nostalgia.
所以我们到神家中来动机怎么样其实不重要。
So it doesn't matter what our motive is to come into the house of God.
在神他只有一个动机。
Because God only has one motivation.
他就是爱我们。
Which is that he loves us.
不管我们光景。
Doesn't matter what our situation is.
那一天，我妈妈跟我妹妹三个人去了教堂。
So at that day, my mom, sister, and I went to church.
我们一走进那个聚会的大厅的时候
，As soon as we walk into the meeting hall,
弟兄姊妹已经开始唱诗。
Brother and sister have already began singing the hymn.
他们唱的歌就是今天娟姐选的第一首歌，《美丽锡安，我神圣城》。
So the song we're singing was of the Lord's Thing That's Broken, which is the first song that we sing during worship today.
他唱的非常的雄壮。
So it's very majestic.
所以没有一个人注意到我们进来。
Nobody noticed our entrance into the meeting.
但是不知道为什么，当我们一走进那个聚会厅的时候。
But I don't know why. As soon we walk into the meeting hall,
突然就有一个温暖的力量包围我。
Suddenly I felt a warmth surrounding me.
我不知道是什么。
I don't know why it was.
也没有人起来跟我们握手欢迎我们。
And nobody came up to shake our hands or welcome us.
但是有一个很真实的力量，就一下子。包围了我的心。
But I felt a very real power surrounding my heart.
然后我的眼泪就一直往下流。
And my tears just keep on falling.
一个温暖的感觉。
A very warm feeling.
好像我回家了。
As if I returned home.
这是我不能描述的。
I cannot describe in words.
因为我是去看中国同胞。
Because my point was to see the Chinese people.
那我们就被带到前面坐下来。
So we were led by the usher to in front of and sat down.
那我就继续唱着诗歌。
So we continued to sing the hymn.
我的眼泪就一直掉，一直掉，一直掉。
My tears just keep on falling.
那我就想说，美丽锡安，我神圣的，我都不晓得这是什么东西。
And I looked at the lyrics, oh, beautiful Zion. I did not understand what it was.
但是就一直流泪。
But I kept on crying.
那我就看看我妈妈。
I looked at my mom.
我的妹妹，她们两个也都在流泪。
And they were both crying as well.
但是我们的头脑里不明白是什么感动了我们。
But intellectually, we cannot understand what touched us.
因为神的灵触摸了到我的灵。
Because God's spirit has touched my heart.
而且借着这首诗歌，神告诉我我的答案。
And through this song, God gave me my answer.
他告诉我关乎那个荣耀永远的事情。
And he told me about eternity.
虽然我不明白
even though I did not understand.
但神却在那个时候告诉我。
But at that time, God has told me about eternity.
我心中那个寻找永远的空洞给填满。
And he was able to fill that empty spot within my heart.
从那天开始
from that day on,
我就爱上了神。
I fell in love with the Lord.
因为神先爱我。
Because God first loved us.
所以我就参加这样的聚会。
So I participating in many different events,
认真的读经
and study the scripture,
想要明白这位慈爱的神到底是怎样的一位神
trying to understand this loving Lord, how he is really like. I found that he is the Lord of my life. That he's not so distant. He can be in my life and surround me. He can walk with me every second of my life. I told the Lord about everything I had going on with my life. So you know all my trouble at that time, my financial situation, education, and health problem. At that time, I was able to take classes even though it was the second quarter in the university.
The building administration.
Also, one day I was going to class and passed by the building administration. I told the Lord and said,
说主啊,
Lord, how are we like?
我们是回台湾继续学业呢,
Should I go back to Taiwan and stay in the U.S. to study? But can I enter into this university?
说我可以再考,
I can take the exam again, but then I'm not sure if I can pass.
当我这样在跟主
I'm talking to the Lord like this.
突然,
Suddenly, I felt a sound speaking to me.
我从来不知道这是怎么回事。
I never understood how it happened. Later, I understood that it was God speaking to me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹跟朋友,
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的神不是死的神,
our God is not a dead God.
我们的神是个活的灵,
our God is a living spirit.
身份圣经都是神所说的话,
this Bible is the word of God.
我们的神是会说话的神,
our God is the one that speaks to us. When I was speaking to God, there's a voice speaking to me saying, you right now go to the administration building. And then I was very dumbfounded. First of all, I didn't know where the sound came from. It's very loving, but I don't know who it
is.
And second of all, I was not brave enough to go up to a foreigner and speak English with them.
我就犹豫想说，神啊，如果是你对我说话，我现在要去上课。我上完课回来，你再提醒我。
And I said, Lord, if you're really talking to me, I'll talk to the administration officer after I get back to class, from class.
然后我下了课，你知道，上了一个半小时数学课，完全忘记这件事情。
So after 1.5 hours of math class, I completely forgot about this.
等我经过那个大楼的时候，那个声音又来了。As
I passed by that building again, that voice came again.
说你去教务大楼。He
said, go into the administration building.
那这下子我想，很可能是主的，我也不知道怎么办，但是我就决定试试看。
And that time, I didn't know what to do, but I think it's the Lord. Okay, I'll try it.
所以我就，那个教务大楼有七层。
And there are 7 floors of the administration building.
我只去过二楼。
I only went to the second floor.
所以我就决定我去二楼。
So I decide, okay, I'll go to the second floor.
那二楼这么多办公室，我就决定哪一间是对着电梯门口，就去哪一间。
So there are many different rooms in the second floor. I decide whichever one faces the elevator, I'll go to that one.
电梯打开，我就对着一个办公室走进去。
So as soon as the elevator opened, I just walked straight to the office across from it.
那里面坐了一个女士，我就跟她解释，结结巴巴讲说我这个差三分啊，我进不来啊，我查清楚没有。
And at that time, there's a lady sitting in there and try to explain to her in my poor English that I only missed by 3 points, blah blah blah.
她听完之后她说，哦，你要到斜对面那一点办公室去。
After listening to her, she said, you have to go to the office over there.
其实我没意，她让我先练一遍英文。
So God has good reason for that, because he wanted me to practice my English first.
所以我就，OK，再到那边去。
So I said, okay, I went to the other one.
那那间里面就有两间。
And there are two separate cubicles within that room.
One big room, one bigger room.
Oh, okay, there are two rooms within that room.
然后呢，门口那个房间就做了一个秘书型的，后面有一个显然是老板型的，大房间。
So in front that a secretary type, and in the back that evidently a boss type person.
那我就跟那秘书讲了一遍。So
I explain my situation to the secretary.
他就说，哦，就是，他就说请等一下，他就叫里面的先生出来。
So she said, hold on a second, and he asked the boss in the back to come out.
然后再讲一遍。
And then I explained my situation again.
那个人听完就说，把他档案调出来。
After listening to that, he said, can you get her profile up?
然后同时他问我说，你在修课，你修得怎么样啊？
And he asked me at that time, so you're taking class, how are you doing in the class?
那我刚从数学课出来，刚考完，刚拿到考卷，考100分。
So at that time, I just finished my math class, which is exam, and I got perfect score on that exam.
Look!
So I whipped out my exam and showed him, look. And he nodded. And then he looked at the grade on my application. And he said, let me think about it. Come back tomorrow afternoon.
回家告诉我妈妈说，妈，你明天要为我祷告，明天下午要去见这个人。
So I went home and told my mom, you have to pray for me. Tomorrow afternoon, I have to see this admissions officer.
所以第二天呢，我又到学校去上课。
So second day, I went to school again to go to class.
结果去的太早。
But I went too early.
从这个突然下，那声音又来了，现在去教务大楼。
All of a sudden, that voice came again and told me, go to the administration building.
我说不行，主，在美国不像在台湾。
I said, Lord, no, this is not like Taiwan, this is America. When they have an appointment with you, that's when you're supposed to come. So if I come right now in the morning, it's very impolite.
但是那个催促呢,
but the urge is as strong as yesterday.
所以我就决定好,
so I decided to obey the Lord and I went.
到了那里呢,
so at that, I went in and the secretary wasn't here, the boss guy was
there.
So I stuck out my head and he saw me and he came out. So he took out my profile. I looked over again. Took out a pencil. So at the corner of my application, he signed his initial and the date. And he said, you're in.
So yeah, I am Michelle Ng.
Yeah, that's my last name. Michelle Ng.
I said, no,
you're in. No, And my mom said, I'm just praying for you right now. I was crying and I felt touched by the Lord.
她就说,那个人是谁啊?
Who's that guy?
我不知道那个是谁。
So I went back and see who the boss guy was.
结果我走到他办公室门口才看到他挂了一个牌子。
So I went into the office and saw the sign which hung over the door.
上面写, the Dean of Admission.
The Dean of Admission.
那就是整个大学里专门负责入学许可的最高主管。
So he was actually the guy in charge of admissions for the whole university.
也是没有告诉那个系主任说对不起，这个是最低门槛的。And
this is also the guy who told the other guy that no, the score is minimum. You have to pass the score in order into.
所以一个礼拜之后，这位系主任打电话给我。
After a week, 系主任 called me.
The department chair called me.
And then the department chair told me, you know what? We just recently received an admitted student with an exception. You hurry up and give your case into the admission officer as well. And then I told the department chair, oh no, that person who entered the me. In this experience, I experienced my God, He's very living and alive. God cannot help us, man cannot help us, but God can help us.
后来呢，我也去切片，感谢主，那个肿瘤是良性的。
So I went and got my biopsy, and thanks be to God, the tumor is benign.
然后我的母亲跟我们决定呢说把冰淇淋店卖掉。And
my mother and we decided to sell the ice cream shop.
然后我们就搬到离教会很近的城市去住。So
we moved to a city that's very close to the church.
那在这个过程里面，我可以见证一件事。In
this process, I can testify one thing.
当我不认识神，没有神的时候。When
I did not know God,
我什么都有。
I had everything.
我什么都做得很成功。
I was successful in everything I did.
但是我的心非常虚空。
My heart was empty.
我找不到我活着的意义。
I cannot find the meaning of my life.
因为神所放的永远，那个永远没有被填满。
But because The eternity God put within me cannot be filled.
但是当我来到美国遇见主的这一段日子里
，But when I came to America and met the Lord in these days，
我好像什么都没有。
It's as if I had nothing.
学校也进不去。
I cannot enter into
it. 财务的压力很大。
Financial burden.
身体好像遇到一个挑战。
Health problem.
但是却因为我遇见了主。
But because I have met the Lord.
里面却有真实的喜乐。
There is true happiness within me.
有一个平安。
There's a peace within me.
这是以前我所没有。
This is what I did not have.
后来我慢慢了解，主以前容许我有那么多。
Finally, I understand that God initially allowed me to have so many worldly things.
就是要向我证明一件事。
To prove to me one thing.
你可以赚得全世界。
That you can win the whole world.
但是如果你没有生命。
But you do not, if you do not have life.
没有从我得生命。
没有 I mean, don't have the life on me.
那还是虚空。
You're still empty.
但是我可以把你所有的都磨走。
But I can take away all your things.
我把我自己给你。
But I give myself to you.
你却能够满足。
You are be able to satisfy. You will be.
我那么年轻，但是我当时就深深经历到这是事实。
Even though I was young, I was able to experience this as the truth.
所以诗篇在继续往下的时候，告诉我们说。
So in Psalms continue, it tells us.
在这里讲到说，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Teach us to number our days. All right, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样数算我们的日子？
Dear brother and sister, how shall we calculate our days?
我们每天过日子，我们的计划是为了短暂的一生吗？
The plan we have for this life is it for this short ephemeral life?
还是知道我们今天就与主同行，所做的每一件事都有永远的价值。
Or should we live, walk with God today so that everything we do today will have eternal value?
我们是怎样在算我们的日子？
How should we count our days?
我们是说今天过了说主啊感谢你今天是在你面前活着的。
Should we say to God, Lord, thanks to you that I can live my life in front of you today?
还是今天我是为了一个地上短暂的目的活着？
Or do I live today for a short-term goal in this life?
我们需要有智慧的心。
We need to have a heart of wisdom.
知道我们如何过日子。
To know that how we could live this life.
主的应许何等的宝贵！十四节讲到，求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
God's promise is so important, and says, "Satisfy us in the morning with the unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days."
求你照你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。
Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us. For as many years that we have seen trouble.
只有神的儿女能讲这句话。
Only the children of God can say this.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。
Only we can say that. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us.
这就是好消息。
This is the good news.
我年轻的时候遇到那样的难处，但是呢，照着我受的苦的日子，主叫我一向能够喜乐。
Even though in my younger days I had to face the troubles, but because of this, God gave me happiness.
我们当中有个姊妹前阵子做电疗。
We have a sister among us. Few months ago, she had chemotherapy.
Radiology. 那在她做电疗之前呢，她听到很多别人经过电疗的恐怖的那个经历。
So before she went to radiation treatment, she heard horror stories about.
因为你天天这样照，皮肤都会溃烂。
Because if you are radiated every day, your skin will start to fall apart.
所以她在电疗的过程中，她就每天都祷告主。
So every time she underwent the radiation treatment, she prayed to the Lord.
她说刚刚时间过去，她都没有发现。
She found that even she was not aware how long time has passed.
因为在治疗的时候呢，她的心在主身上，就跟主交通，她与主祷告。
Because when doing the radiation, she was with God and praying with God.
所以等到电疗结束，她还没跟主交通，甜蜜交通没有结束，她都没有想着结束了。
So at the end of the treatment, when her fellowship with God was not yet ended, she felt that she didn't feel the time pass.
她说充满了主的同在。
It was filled with God's presence.
这就叫做你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁叫我们喜乐。
Make us glad for as many days that they have afflicted us, for as many years we have seen trouble.
所以日子都要过的。
So we still have to live life.
挑战都是有的。
There's still challenges.
苦难总是会来的。
Suffering will always come.
但是我们要自己过呢，还是跟主一起过？
But should we live it by ourselves or live it with God?
亲爱的朋友，你有主与你同行啊。
dear brothers and dear friends, do you have God walking with you?
今天是你一个机会。
Today is one chance for you.
你要决定你的永远是要从今天开始。
You can decide your eternity today.
还是到你离开这个世界面临永远的审判时候才开始。
Or decide your eternity after leaving this world and facing the judgment.
你要决定你在永远里是永远的灭亡呢，还是得着永远的生命。
In eternity, do you want eternal perishment or eternal life?
这个选择你今天就可以做了。
This choice you can make today.
我们许多已经得着主的人都可以跟你说，主是无比的好。
All those who are saved can tell you that God is wonderful.
他叫我们的日子充满喜乐。
He let our days be filled with joy.
不是没有苦难。
Not that we do not have hardships.
而是照着我们受苦的年岁叫我们喜乐。
But because of our afflictions, we're able to find happiness within you.
这就是我们所说的奇妙的救恩。
And this is the wonderful salvation we're
talking about. 罪得赦免。
That our sins can be forgiven.
得着永远生命。
And gain eternal life.
从今天就活在永远里面。
From today, we can start living in eternity.
与永远的主同行。
And walk with this eternal God.
过今生的日子。
And pass all my days.
预备自己进入永远。
Preparing myself to enter into the final eternity.
就是一个简单的决定。
It's a simple decision.
Which 那我们要选择哪一个
？Which decision shall we make？
我们可不可以唱我们该唱的第三首诗歌
？Can we sing the third hymn we sing today this morning? Love lifted me. 爱救了我。104。
我觉得这首诗歌很像当时我年轻时候的写照。
I felt that this song reflects how I was.Like my younger days.
那时候我对人生觉得非常的迷惘。
At that time, I felt very troubled about life.
但是我向神做了一个呼喊。
But I cried out to God.
他就立刻来救我。
But he extended his arm and saved me.
使我脱离怒海。
So I was able to escape from the raging sea.
他是沧海真主宰。
He is the Lord of all the oceans and seas.
他永远做我的救主，今日救我。
Forever, he will be my God, and today he will save me.
这都是可以成为我们的故事。
And this can become our story as well.
我们一起唱这首诗歌好不好？
Let's sing this song, please. If you're still drifting in the sea,
你还觉得虚空，人生没有意义吗？
Do you still feel empty that this life has no meaning?
寻找答案吗？
Are you still looking for the answer?
我告诉你，我找到了。
I tell you, I have already found it.
我也经历了。
I have experienced it.
在座许多基督徒朋友跟你说一样的话。
All the brothers, Christians sitting among us will tell you the same thing.
我们都找到了。
We have all found it.
我们都得着永生了。
We have all found eternal life.
我们都遇见了慈爱的主。
We have all found this loving Lord.
今天早晨，盼望你也能够遇见他。
This morning, I hope that you can meet him as well.
好不好？愿意把你的心就在主面前很简单的敞开。
Would you want? Do you want to open your heart to God this morning?
你告诉主，我要找到永生。
Tell Lord that I want to find eternal life.
我要得着永生。
I want to gain eternal life.
我要我的生命与天相连。
I want my life to have a connection with eternity.
我要过一个有意义的人生。
I have a life that's meaningful.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的朋友，若是你愿意，当我们这样祷告的时候，我请你重复我的祷告。
Dear friends, if you agree with the prayer, please repeat after me.
这个祷告是你向着神的祷告。
This is a prayer to God.
那我现在带你做这个祷告。
I'll lead you in this prayer.
你若愿意，你同意我所说的，你就重复我。
If you are willing and agree with what I say, please repeat after me. Let's please bow our heads.
亲爱的主耶稣，
Dear Lord Jesus,
我听见你要赐给我们永远的生命。
I hear that you want to give us eternal life.
我听见你把我们罪的问题解决了。
I hear that you have solved our problem of sin.
今天早晨我把我的心打开。
This morning I open my heart to you.
我愿意接受你做成的一切。
I'm willing to assess what you have offered us.
请你赦免我的罪。
Please forgive my sin.
请你赐给我你永远的生命。
Please give me your eternal life.
请你进入我的生活中。
Please come into my life.
在每一件事上引领我。
And lead me in everything that I do.
让我经历你这位又真又活的神。
That I may experience you, the living God.
请你听我的祷告。
Please listen to my prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
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 Thank the Lord.